Unit 21, Getting Lost. Ryan awoke deep in the forest with no clue how he had gotten there or why. He became very anxious. Anxious when he realized that he was lost and had no idea where home was. As he combed his beard, thinking about how he could have gotten into this situation, he heard something in the woods. When he called out, all that he could hear back was a low groan coming from the bushes. At this point, Ryan became terrified, and he was sure that he was in considerable danger. A man appeared from the bushes and demonstrated that he meant no harm by holding up his hands for Ryan to see. The man asked if Ryan would permit him to take a look at him since he appeared injured. It was at that point that Ryan realized he had a large bump on his head. He became concerned that it was a serious issue, but the man informed him that he would be fine. The man was a lecturer at a nearby church who was just out for a stroll in the woods. He introduced himself to Ryan as Howard. Howard brought Ryan back to his home. As they walked, he talked about how beautiful the scenery was in the woods and how much he enjoyed walking through the trees. His house was made out of strong timber from the forest, which Howard had cut down himself. Howard tapped on the door, and his wife quickly came to open up and let them in. Ryan washed himself at the hand basin and tried to clean up the blood that was on his head. He greatly hoped he did not have any internal bleeding from his unexplained injury, but Howard was sure Ryan would be okay. He asked to use the phone to call his wife, who would surely shed a tear, realizing Ryan was all right. As Howard's wife prepared a glass of evaporated milk, Ryan directed his wife where to pick him up later that day.